how's your Thanksgiving preparation going? So a lot of people were turkeys yesterday, and I said, this is not good news for turkey. Oh my. I'd like to welcome each of you to today's worship service and pray God's blessing upon us as we worship in truth and in His spirit. It's always good to be thankful to God. You know, there's a song that says, count your blessings, name them one by one. I wish we could. The list would be so long. Things to be thankful to God for. But at least we can recognize the fact that just to say at least one time, thank you, Lord, is worth a million times in the hearts and minds of God and God's angels. So I'd like to say pretty happy Thanksgiving Day to you all. Celebrate. Be thankful. Let me invite us to take a note at a look at our announcements. They are on the screens as well as inserts in your bulletins. There are some key ones that are not included neither on the screens or in your bulletin. So I'm going to begin with those. If you were to maybe after the service go and just stop around the fellowship table, you will see a sheet like this. This is the, can you believe that? Advent is already here. It's right around us. So we have, as usual, the Advent candles that we encourage families and individuals to be able to light each Sunday for the four Sundays leading to the end of Advent. So we want to please again appeal to you to take note of that. You will have a reading very short that you will just come here each Sunday morning as we enter the 1st of December, which is the first Sunday, of course, the first Sunday of all, first Sunday for communion, first Sunday in Advent. Light a candle, say a little prayer, and we can all pray together. It's simple. We appreciate you taking part. Another Advent event will be, the moment we start talking about Advent, we're thinking about different programs that mark the welcoming of Christ our Lord. So we have the choir program, usually with a wonderful musical, a choir extravaganza. It's going to be here. So we will be doing that on the 15th, according to Nancy, who is the choir director. And then we want to encourage our children here, and now we are blessed with many kids here, to if they can take the 22nd of December to do their program, that would be good. That would just be on the heel of our Christmas Eve service, which of course will also require people participation. Like we've always done, we're going to be doing the candlelight. I love that. When you get tired of it, let me know, then we can change to something else. But I love the candlelight service, and that's what, again, we'll be doing, since nobody has told me, no, we're tired with this, you know. So I think we all will enjoy that. It's always been wonderful. So please, this is the season of expectation, expecting our Lord to come, preparation for the day to celebrate. And then that means it's a busy season for all of us. But just before that, next Sunday is going to be another event, Church Conference. Church Conference, as you know, is the time we gather as a congregation or as leaders of the congregation, but in most cases we don't tell anyone you can't be here because you're not an officer. but it's an extension of the of team meetings that all of the leaders can come together to meet with a particular elder of the United Methodist Church, either the district superintendent or his designate. This time is going to be his designate. It's going to be Josh Kiefer, Reverend Josh Kiefer from Christ Church. He's going to be here to do our charge conference, and I'm going to be doing their charge conference. That would be Christ Church and Faith Bridge. I'm going to be doing their charge conferences. So please stop by 3 o'clock, December 1st, for that meeting. It's usually to celebrate and to also plan and share some of the things that we've done. So that's where we are. This is a busy season again. The moment you see the Advent wreath going up, then you know that it's time to get busy. So please take note of those. There are other announcements there. Of course, Sunday breakfast and all of those are coming up. Women's meeting. This is easy. Take note, ask the Lord for strength and the willingness to participate. We are not a large congregation, but I've always been very hopeful, and my hope have never fallen flat. We've been very active and continue to be active, and I thank God to for all of you who continue to allow yourselves for God to use for his work here. Say thank you, and God bless. God bless you. Okay. Yes, August, what you have?
Just want to make a short announcement. There's a box back here, off to my right. It has school supplies in it. At the last potluck we had, it was downstairs. Anybody was supposed to bring school supplies that were going to be given to a couple of the teachers here in the school to give out to their students. So we'll leave the box there for a couple more weeks now. If you'd like to bring school supplies, we're going to give them to the two teachers here, and they can give it out to their students that they feel need the stuff. So if you could bring some more school supplies, it would be greatly appreciated. And like one of the Gene said, now is the time of year where the students need more supplies. So it would be appreciated. And the next potluck is coming up December 29th. It's going to be a happy new year.
Thank you. Thank you. And in line with the charge conference, let me just say again that we're not going to be meeting downstairs. The memorial team just informed me that they will be moving all of the stuff from the tables and the furniture down there. So we will be meeting right here. When you come, don't go downstairs. You're going to be meeting with empty space where probably the carpeting will be gone. So we don't want that. Okay. With that, please take note of the rest of the announcements, and please allow yourselves to be the means by which those programs can be, or those events can be implemented. With that again, let's turn to the person next to us. We always love to reassure ourselves and those around us of God's love. If you would please do that, Jesus loves you, so do I. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I'm glad it's all right. All right. If you are able and feel comfortable, how about we rise for the call to worship? It's majestic God. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. through the priests of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, what is humankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the path of the sea. Lord, our Lord, how majesty is your name in all the earth. Amen. Amen. Just remain standing as you are able. We sing, Jesus shall reign.
Thus is a sad journey from his kingdom spread from shore to shore. The moon shall wise and wine more. Jesus,
invite us to be together in prayer. Almighty and gracious God, you are the creator and ruler over the universe and all therein. You rule over all earthly rulers, but in the manner unlike them, we are here gathered to celebrate your fulfilled promises in Jesus Christ. When we compare the rule of earthly rulers with Christ, we can only marvel at the difference. For while their rule scatters their subjects, Christ's rule gathers them. Their rule breeds fear and despair. Christ's rule brings hope. We prefer Christ's rule to theirs, yet we often permit their rule to view Christ. So we pray, merciful God, that you will grant us the wisdom and courage so as to enthrone your will, that Christ, if he cannot rule through our earthly rulers, will at least reign over us and in our hearts. Dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, may you take more of us and give us more of yourselves so that we can honor you in words and characters. Amen. We have children here. Oh, that's a beautiful day, joyful day for all of you to be here.
Eating turkey and having music.
Faithfulness means being loyal. Hey guys, it's me again, Douglas, and today we're going to be continuing in our series on the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And today we're going to be talking about faithfulness. Yeah, and faithfulness just basically means loyalty, being loyal to someone or something. Being true to someone or something. And you know, loyalty is very important to me. I think it's very important for me to have loyal friends and for me to be a loyal friend and for me to be a loyal son. And, you know, I also think it's important to be true to yourself. You know, you might hear that sometimes. I think those are all very important things, but sometimes it can be really hard to kind of balance them. You know, okay, so the other day I was at my house and a friend came over and we were playing at the house and he went in, he had to go to the bathroom and he came back out and he said, Douglas, your mom left her purse in the bathroom and I found this $20. And I was like, wait, what? And he said, yeah, I found this $20. Douglas, don't tell your mom. I know that you're a good, loyal friend. I know you won't tell your mom. And my brain felt like it exploded, okay? Like, I didn't know what to do because I wanted to be a loyal friend. You know, he said I was a good friend and a loyal friend. And I wouldn't tell my mom if I was a good friend. But, you know, it's my mom, too. I gotta be a good son. And so I felt like I had to betray one of them. I felt like I could not be a loyal son and a loyal friend. Like I had to choose one or the other. But I forgot someone very important that you and I should be faithful to, and that is God. We need to be faithful to God first. We need to be loyal to God first. We need to be true to God first. And when I thought about it that way, things became much more clear. Not necessarily more easy, but more clear about what I should do. And so I went to my friend and I told him, I said, you need to give my mom her money back or I need to go tell her. And, you know, he wasn't happy with me. And, you know, he and my mom and I, we all worked it out. And it was messy, but it all worked out in the end. We're still friends, and I know I did the right thing. But I knew that God says that it's not okay to steal. And God also says that it's not okay to lie. And so if my friend asks me to lie about him stealing, well, if I'm loyal to God first, I know that that's not okay. So putting God first can really make things more clear. You know, it can be very hard to balance our loyalty to our friends and our family and to ourselves even, you know, but how do you balance all of those loyalties? Well, if you are loyal to God first, if you are faithful to God first, everything kind of falls into place. Doesn't mean that it's going to be easy, but you'll know what to do. And you know what? The more faithful that we are to God, the more faithful we'll be to our friends and our family and to ourselves too. Faithfulness is best when you put God first. God would love to help you fill your life with faithfulness.
A loyal friend, so he did not tell his mom, but he picked one and said he would tell his mom and fix it out, and then he said it got messy, and then it got worked out, and then he didn't got in trouble, and then
exactly, Jace. It's good to be faithful to your friend, but first be faithful to who?
God. He said, don't lie.
Don't lie. That's right. Don't lie. Not good to lie. You see? So you see what you're saying?
Don't steal.
Don't steal. Yeah, you guys listen very well. Okay. No one else? Anything else to pick up? Okay. Here's the key to not lying.
Be faithful.
Be faithful. Be faithful. Yeah, you guys listen very well. That's good. So there's a key to that. The key to not lying, the key to treating your friends fairly, at the same time, being honest with them, is faithfulness to God. Because God loves us. Jesus wants us to be clear about who we are.
I feel like we haven't been here in weeks. Just coming to church this morning, realize it's been 3 weeks since we've been performing for you, so, or worshiping with you. It's not a performance. With Thanksgiving coming this week, we chose a very special medley of songs for you.
Is given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. How great, how great is our God. Come on, choir. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. How great is our God. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks that he is given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks that he is given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks.
You know, with Thanksgiving coming up this week, in our society, it has quite a different meaning. Giving thanks for family being together and the food on the table and all of that, but we need to take a moment, like Pastor said earlier on, count our blessings, even the smallest thing. I'm giving thanks because I am upright and singing for you this morning. Doesn't seem like a really big thing, but to me it's huge. Missed you. I miss being able to share that. The sun shining this morning. We're healthy. We're here to worship together. Find one thing every single day to give thanks to God for.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. His he is given, Jesus Christ, his Son. And now may the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done. For us, give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks.
God made it known by sending his angel to his servant John. John is a witness to everything he saw. What he saw is God's word and what Jesus Christ had said. Blessed is the one who reads out loud the words of this prophecy. Blessed are those who hear it and think everything it says is important. The time when these things will come true is near. Greetings and praise to God. I, John, am writing this letter. I am sending it to the seven churches in Asia Minor. May grace and peace come to you from God. He is the one who is, and who was, and who will come. May grace and peace come to you from the seven spirits. These spirits are in front of God's throne. May grace and peace come to you from Jesus Christ. He is the faithful witness, so what he has shown can be trusted. He was the first to rise from the dead. He rules over the kings of the earth. Glory and power belong to Jesus Christ, who loves us. He has set us free from our sins by pouring out his blood for us. He has made us members of his royal family. He has made us priests who serve his God and Father. Glory and power belong to Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Will Nettles stopped in very briefly this morning. He was on his way out to the Siena Center because June has been discharged and he's bringing her home.
I have a thank you from Linda to all the congregation for all their prayers they did for her. She went to the doctor last week, and after the procedure she had on her heart, it's been staying in regular rhythm. Thank to God.
I just want to say welcome back, Gene. We are happy to have you back and glad you're feeling much, much better.
I would just like to add something. You guys have been praying for, I think I would call her my great niece, Raylin, who is being treated for leukemia. I don't know how many of you know this, but there is a shortage of the drug that they use for childhood leukemia. I don't really understand why, but there are so many children out there right now who are not getting the drugs that they need to fight this horrible disease. Pray for the people who are in charge of that. Pray for the children who are dealing with this. And pray for our little Raylin. She's getting better, but it's a long road ahead of her. And hopefully something will change, that this shortage will cease, and these little ones can get the medications that they need.